Vice President under pressure. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Testimony at today's hearing by the House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol focused on efforts by former President Trump and his allies to pressure former Vice President Mike Pence to halt or reject the counting of Electoral College votes from the last presidential election. Greg Jacob, the chief legal counsel for the former vice president, discussed a conversation he had with former Trump attorney John Eastman.
If you were right, don't you think Al Gore might have liked to have known in 2000 that he had authority to just declare himself president of the United States? Did you think that the Democrat lawyers just didn't think of this very obvious quirk that he could use to do that?
Those close to Pence say the rioters that stormed the Capitol came within 40 feet of the former vice president. The chairman of the House committee investigating the January 6th violence says the panel will ask for an interview from the conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. It follows reports Ginni Thomas communicated with people close to former President Trump ahead of the riot and on that day the Capitol was breached. Jailed lawyer Michael Avenatti today pleading guilty to a fraud case in California.
Avenatti is accused of taking clients' cash settlements and moving them to his own accounts. What he took is said to range into millions of dollars. He's already serving 5 years on convictions for taking book proceeds from porn actress Stormy Daniels and for trying to extort Nike. He is scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday's plea in September.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Inflation concerns sending stocks into another day of sharp declines. The Dow falling 741 points. The S&P closing 123 lower, with the Nasdaq ending the day 453 points in the red. That's a decline of more than 4%. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Rising inflation does not appear to be affecting the nation's job market.
So far, higher interest rates are having little impact on layoffs. The Labor Department says there were 229,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 3,000 from the week before. Economists were expecting a larger decline in people signing up for unemployment. The largest increases in new claims were in Florida, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Illinois. Michigan, Mississippi, New York, Oklahoma, and New Jersey saw declines. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, remained over 1.3 million, though that is the lowest level in decades. Ginni Cosola, Fox News.
A major U.S. oil company responds to President Biden's letter calling on them to produce more and targeting the company for high profits.
Last Friday, President Biden said from the port of Los Angeles that ExxonMobil made more money than God this year.
Why aren't they drilling? Because they make more money not producing more oil. The price goes up, number one.
After that, he sent a letter to oil companies telling them to produce more, specifically to refine more, writing that refiners' margins for refining gasoline and diesel have tripled. ExxonMobil has written their own letter, saying they've been investing more than any other company to develop U.S. oil and gas supplies, that in the short term, the government could help with water cargo shipping waivers, and that in the long term, they can promote investment through consistent policy that supports development. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A concert by John Hinckley Jr., who shot and wounded President Ronald Reagan in 1981, has been canceled, even as Hinckley was freed from federal court oversight. The Market Hotel in Brooklyn, New York, cited a very real and worsening threat and hate in its announcement on social media that it was canceling the July 8th concert. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity following the assassination attempt. The now 67-year-old Hinckley was freed from court oversight yesterday. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.